Welcome to the Allow Love Show. We're delighted you're here. And this is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. That means you all are the choosers. It's over 100 so far over his career. And we get no advance notice, so it's always a delightful surprise. We'll be happy to take questions in the order of the call-in, and if you've asked a question previously and gotten an answer, please don't ask it again, but fresh questions are always welcome. And let me give you phone numbers. The numbers are on the BBS Radio website, but they're separate numbers. There's two listen-only numbers. And then there's two call-in numbers. So if you're on a listen-only number and you want to ask a question sometime during the show, you need to hang up and call a toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And in case that number is busy, which happens once in a while, you can call 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. And so we are now delighted to get started. Here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
My name is Oswain.
Oswain?
Yes.
Could you spell that in English for us?
O-S-W-A-I-N.
Okay, just like it sounds. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am a Pleiadian.
Oh, I like that.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And so you've come to talk to us today from that perspective?
I've come to talk to you today to ask you to get prepared mentally and emotionally to meet us.
Aha, then it can't be too far away for...
It is not far at all, dear.
A more general public meeting, although I know you've been meeting privately with individuals for some time.
Correct.
Yes, okay. Well, Oswain, welcome. We're delighted to have you here.
Thank you.
Is there something that you would like to say beyond the getting prepared before we take a caller when we do have one?
The calmer and more grounded and centered you can be, the better. Especially in times of rapid change, and I think you would even agree with me that that's what this time is.
Oh, yeah, you think? Oh, my goodness.
So, calmer, more grounded, better.
Okay. Okay, that makes a tremendous amount of sense. All right. Can you tell us that what we've heard about, you know, many Pleiadian ships being in our atmosphere for some time, watching, protecting, cleaning up Fukushima, doing other things to benefit humanity. Is this all true?
Yes, we have been with you for quite some time now, helping.
Wonderful. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
And I know some people have seen some of your ships uncloaked.
Yes.
Occasionally. I don't think the host and I have had that real direct experience yet. We'd sure love it.
Coming.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, Cindy has sent in a few questions. She may be working late. And so if I may go ahead and ask those.
Please.
That there are happenings going on around the world that I was not aware of, so this is a very good email. It seems that a small church in the remote part of Bolivia, a statue of the Virgin Mary, began crying what she calls tears of blood. But anyway, a strange red liquid coming from the statue's eyes and hands. And the samples have been sent to a nearby hospital in hopes of identifying. But can you give us any clarity on this?
It looks like blood, but it's not blood.
Okay. Is it meant to represent energetically blood?
It's meant to represent blood energetically, yes.
Okay. All right. There have apparently have been other stories like this.
Many.
Okay. She says there's a story of a Jesus statue that opened its eyes in Mexico a few days ago.
Yes.
Can you tell me what area of Mexico that might have been in, generally?
Northern.
The northern area, okay. And crying religious objects in Colombia, the country of Colombia?
Yes.
And California?
Correct.
And Chicago?
Yes.
That's all in her email. That's amazing. And other areas probably too as well.
As well.
Is this to get people to pay attention to things better, or is there some other purpose?
It is to get your attention. Indeed.
Okay. All right. And the average person experiencing this, is it working to get their attention?
Oh, yes. It definitely does.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us about what's really happening at this time? And the progress made with the humanitarian funds or prosperity packages or any other abundant source that you can actually speak of at this time?
Those are very near to being in your hands.
Okay, so those who are involved in any of those programs, possibly September or October?
Just over a handful of weeks.
A handful of weeks. Okay. So that would be before the end of the year.
Oh, way.
Way. Okay. I like the way. That is good. Do you see our personal situation moving forward in the next few days?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We're certainly having lots of fun with patients. And I'm very grateful for all the protection we've had and the saving of the goodies that we will be moving on immediately.
I know.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Okay. The original farm claims issues that started the whole prosperity packages, as far as I know, will people be paid on those as well, or will it matter at this time? Is there so much more that it won't matter?
Won't matter at all.
Won't matter, okay. Because all of that stuff is going to be paid one way or another?
Yes.
Okay. I sent out an email to my pretty paper list some weeks ago suggesting that people relax and take their focus off of the actual RV and know that there are many sources of humanitarian funds coming. Because that's true, right?
That is true, and it's a great idea.
Good. Good. All of this has been held up strictly because of the bankers who happen to have greedy, grabby paws. And
that, and there are other reasons too. There are those who are in positions of power who want to make sure there is no chaos.
Okay, so those would be some of the good guys that we're actually trying to deal with, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure their intentions, for the good guys, their intentions are good. Maybe
yes.
They're not aware of how big the needs are when they're sitting in their air-conditioned offices every day on salary.
Needs are their first priority.
Okay. Well, we certainly have a lot of that needs to be addressed.
And will be.
Okay. All right. Can you tell us how our two kittens are doing in Japan?
They are romping for all they're worth.
Okay. I'm very grateful that the breeder has not posted pictures yet, because then it helps us when we aren't yet quite able to put down the deposit that we need to put down for them.
You will be.
Yes, okay. But I trust that's being protected like everything else.
Yes, indeed.
I'm so grateful. All right. Can you tell us what's going on as far as any improvements in the Middle East with the war situation, the politics? Are things improving there, or what's happening?
Things are definitely improving. The war is all but gone.
Ah, that's great.
It is.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Putin.
Yes, that was my next point, was Putin has had a major hand in this, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very grateful for the help he's receiving and that he's listening.
That is fantastic.
Yes, it is. It really is. So things are, the war is really almost over. Just a few areas to clean up, kind of?
Yes. Odds and ends to take care of.
Uh-huh. Okay. Beautiful. And that means that some level of stability can begin to return in that area?
Yes.
Will some of the refugees then choose to go back from Europe back to their own countries?
Indeed, they will.
All right. That would be very awesome for everybody.
Especially the refugees.
Well, yes, because most of them are probably good people and they were just trying to get out of terrible situations. Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, yes. Okay. Will we have a hand in rebuilding some of those areas, or will that be for other people pretty much, or more boots on the ground there to do?
You will have a hand as well.
Okay, maybe providing funding?
Yes.
Okay. Will some of our military be assigned to do rebuilding activities there?
There will be some of that.
Okay, and then locals will do rebuilding as well?
Yes.
Okay. And if we are to provide some funding to help, I presume that we will be given the correct guidance on where that money should go and how.
Correct.
Okay.
I believe you have, dear one, access. Do you not?
We do, yes. My wonderful friend Merlin is very much on the chop, I think. And I'm so very grateful for his guidance. Okay, what's happening with the remaining Illuminati cabal members who've tried to escape? whether through Antarctica or some other method. What's the situation with the remaining few members?
Well, escape is no longer an option for them. So some of them are turning to the light and say yay to that.
Nice. Very nice.
Others will simply be taken from the planet.
And those who have souls will be placed somewhere where they can work on their soul path in a different way?
Yes.
Okay. A number of us have been made aware of Hillary's health issues, at least to some degree, we've been made aware. And I'm presuming that these are relatively accurate pieces of information about her health issues.
Now, you would have to go there.
Well, she's not in good health, and certainly not good enough for a presidential candidate. And even though we're not going to have an election, the fact that it's gone this far is like, you've got to be kidding.
Well, I will say this. It is very convenient that she has this way out.
Yes, it is. It works out pretty perfectly for everybody.
Yes.
Does it not? Even for her path.
Correct.
Whatever that may be.
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. What else is going on? Is the White House still empty of any significant decision makers?
Yes.
Okay, but staff are there?
Yes.
I would imagine that they're doing just lots of deep cleaning and furniture polishing and maybe extra painting and restoration and so forth that may not get done during occupancy.
I think it is best to leave speculation on the activities in that area alone.
Okay.
Because one might stumble into things that one didn't expect.
Okay. Sorry.
No problem.
I get very curious, as you well know, about a lot of this stuff. So
I am aware.
All right. Okay. Let's see. What else is going on in the world that would be of significance to our listeners at the moment? What about the water quality, the oceans and streams? Are the Palladians continuing to improve that, as I've heard they have over the last few years?
Yes. And they will be cleaned up further.
Yes. Is it easier to do with on-the-ground efforts than from ships above?
You need a combination.
Oh, okay. That's the strongest way of
Yes.
cleaning up things. Okay.
Yes.
And what's the condition of the big plastic bunch of stuff in the Northern Pacific Ocean? I've heard that's being addressed. Is it continuing to be, and what's its condition now?
It is being removed.
Removed?
Yes.
Okay. So is it now smaller than when work started on it?
Yes.
Can you give us an indication of how much smaller?
About a third.
Okay. That's big.
Yes, it is huge.
That is because it's a very big mass. All right.
I would like to speak a little bit, dear one, if I may.
Please.
On this being a particular time in which one would find it extremely valuable to stand up and be counted. for what you stand for. Do I need to say that again?
No, I get it. Do our listeners get it?
This is the time to stand up and be counted.
So standing up for the light.
Correct.
Standing up for the abundance coming and the proper disbursement thereof. Standing up for the use of those funds to help humanity, which starts maybe with your neighbors.
Yes, and standing up for belief in humanity.
Belief in humanity. Okay. All right. So basically moving away from what might be called judgments of humanity in general.
Yes.
And certainly judgments of individual people and their actions. Although discernment is important, we need to...
Always discernment is always important.
Yes. So discerning who we work with without judging those we choose not to?
Yes. And.
Yes.
You need to hold humanity in a very positive light. They've been held in a negative light for so long. They don't know what it feels like to be in the light, to be expected to be positive. I'm asking that you do that.
That all of us see humanity in the highest possible light.
Correct.
And dismiss thoughts of various judgmental things about humanity in general, or even individuals in particular?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that could be part of people's meditations and visionary activities?
And intentions.
Oh, yes. Intentions are so important.
Correct.
Yes. And even if somebody has difficulty doing all the other things, if they'll set their intentions... That can alone makes a huge difference, does it not?
It does indeed.
Okay. Okay. Very good. All right. Let me take a quick break here and give telephone numbers again. If you're on a listen-only line and you would like to ask a question, we would love to have your questions. The call-in number, toll-free, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And should you get a busy signal, please call 323-744-4831. We are speaking with Oswain, a Palladian. Palladians have been very key in helping humanity for many years, behind the scenes, so to speak. And we're very grateful. Okay, what's the best way for any of us who want to see a Palladian ship at night in our sky, wherever we are? Is there a way to do that?
Ask,
okay.
Really?
Okay, just ask. All right. Stand outside and look at the sky and ask, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, darling.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you so much for coming, Oswain, and for your beautiful messages. They speak to my heart. And thank you, Mary and Rod, for providing this wonderful venue. I have actually seen ships. I saw several in Mount Shasta and they were beautiful, and I told them I was sending love to them, and it was just always a very happy and amazing experience. So I will go out and ask for more.
Good.
I have a personal dilemma. I have two beautiful horses who are waiting to work with me and our foundation, and they are both injured and miserable. And I would like some sort of, if you can, to help me with that, to help them.
You want energy to use on them, or I'm not sure what you're asking, dear one.
Is there a reason they're like that, or are they giving up? Or one split her leg open, and it's healing very, very slowly. And the other one now has an infected eye, probably from all the flies, and it's, like, closed, and she's miserable. And, I would just like to see them healthy and happy.
We just need to get them moved to where they're going, dear one.
Yes, I know. We've all been waiting so long.
I know. It is coming.
Okay. So we're waiting for the positive shift to be able to do that, and they'll be okay until then, or is there something
They will make it till then, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Maybe let me ask a specific question, Susan, and okay. Oswain. Once we have the land for our center, should the horses be brought right away and a facility, a trailer or something for Susan to live in? And take care of the horses, or are you, because getting the actual buildings done is going to be a while, and the horses sound like they need help now.
Yeah.
Dear one, I don't think you should wait longer than 37 hours to do this after you can.
37 hours? You
yes.
mean they come immediately and we get a place for Susan to live?
Yes.
And we just move on it.
You move on it.
Move on it. Okay.
I want to get up and dance. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for delving deeper into it.
Well, once we have the land, there's no reason to limit your coming and the horses. There's just not, you know, an appropriate place for you to live built yet and not a barn and, you know, those things. And it'll be a little while before those are created, but you probably could make it temporarily if that would be an improvement for the horses.
Yes, if there will be an improvement for the horses, I will pitch a tent and they can camp out next to me.
I think they will manage a bit better than that for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could at least get a
always
trailer
open to better.
For you. And some kind of shelter for them, okay? And there's water already there, so that's
okay.
Not an issue, okay?
Okay. One of my horses loves to play in the water, so maybe there will be a stream or something for her to play in.
Well, that's possible because there is a ravine, and I don't know if there's water at the bottom of it or not. I've not walked down there. It's possible that there's water that at least runs there occasionally, if not all the time.
Cool. Is it on the ocean, like the other place we looked at?
No, it's not on the ocean.
Down to the ocean? Okay.
Okay.
Curious. Yeah. I know it's perfect. If you and Rod and all of your beings found it, it's perfect.
Well, that sounds very exciting because we have someone else who wants to live on the land right away. And she's pretty awesome. So this could work out very well.
Yes, that's who you're going to draw, is just the very best and awesome. You know, not blowing my own horn, but, you know, just
But you are.
You are
awesome. You are awesome and wonderful.
Thank you. And I mean, your and Rod's energy is just gorgeous. I'm sorry, Oswin, what?
What she said.
Oh, thank you. Bless you.
Thank you so much.
That has helped me so much. Lift my heart and give me lots of hope and beautiful dreams. Thank you so much.
So
these two have been planning for this for quite some time now. We're talking longer than a year.
That's correct.
Yeah. And talk about two amazing people separately. And when you came together, it was just, there must have been another star born somewhere in the galaxy.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're most welcome, dear one.
Okay, I'm happy to have this information, so I'm so glad you asked, because otherwise I wouldn't know, you know, that we need to plan for this.
Yeah, I heard the question in my head. Other shows, it's like, I want to ask an intelligent question that will help people listening, and the information you were bringing out was just so interesting that nothing came up. But tonight, as I was listening to the pre-show music, I heard that question in my head to ask it. So
good for you.
Good. Thank you. Many blessings to you all, and namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. That's very exciting. So
I think so.
The two of them could watch out for each other.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Quite.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you for engineering that question. Whoever did that to Susan, thank her for following through, stepping up, rather than ignoring it. This is a big example of someone stepping up rather than choosing to ignore something, which then goes nowhere.
For anybody.
For anybody, right. And this way, everybody wins, including the horses.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Okay, so I presume an airplane is the way you get the horses here?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Done.
There will be smiles on everybody's faces, including the horses.
Yes, right. Very good. So they can hang on until this happens, and then they'll heal quickly?
Yes.
Oh, good. Good. Ah. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, loud and clear.
Yay.
Stand still.
Earlier, you asked a question, and the response was sort of like on a time frame. And you were told you can count it on one hand. Do you remember what you were talking about?
Oh, it wasn't on one hand. It was a handful of weeks, I believe, that Oswin said.
Okay. So that would be possibly 5 weeks, give or take?
Actually, I had in mind just over a handful of weeks, and that would be in the neighborhood of 7 weeks.
Okay. So a couple questions for myself. I'm working on getting to France to be with Francois. So my question would be is, when can I quit my job because I'll have the monies in my possession to get to France?
I see. I think I understand what you're asking. And I will say before Halloween.
Okay, so I'm looking at 8 weeks before I have the money in my possession to get to France.
Thereabouts, yes.
Okay. So another question is about my cats. On another call, I was told that they do not want to go to France with me. And a friend of mine in Oregon said he would take the two cats. Is that where they want to go to be with my friend?
Yes.
Okay. So I have to keep, back on the first question. So I have to keep working for another 8 weeks, 9 weeks where I'm currently at.
Yes.
So, okay. Damn, I was hoping I could quit sooner.
Understand.
Okay. So, I have a Facebook page. Actually, I have two. And so many people, when they see a news story, they're extremely negative to people that I think that are trying to help humanity, but the comments are so mean. Will these people start waking up soon and let go of the meanness?
Dear one?
Yes?
May I suggest that you remove the charge you have about these people being mean? As long as you have the charge,
I'm just going by what they write.
As long as you have the charge about it, you're going to see more of it. The fact that you have the charge about it is what brings it into your experience.
What? Okay. So other than seeing them opening their hearts, that would help?
That
or
always
just
helps.
Look at those stories. Okay.
That always helps, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. In a few conference calls before, Mary asked about when they get their land and build, should they put in a certain type of electrical energy, and because it would be relatively expensive, and she was told to wait. So does that mean, like in early 2017, the energy boxes will be given to us, that you won't need to pay the high electricity bill? Am I coming across clear?
Yes, you're coming across clear. And the whole thing is changing. And by the end of 2017, most of it will have been complete.
Okay. Well, that's it for now, and thank you for being here and sharing your knowledge and your time.
Most welcome, dear one. Blessings to you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Cindy. All right. Let me give the Q&A line one more time. We're speaking with Oswain, a Pleiadian. Pleiadians have been helping us for a long time here on the planet, very quietly. The call-in number for questions, to ask a question, is 888-627-6008. The alternate number, 323-744-4831. And Oswin, I'm so grateful for Susan calling in. And so now we have a different, well, an additional plan, not a different plan, but an additional plan for immediate addressing.
Yes.
On the land, right. Okay. Okay.
You do.
That was very cute, 37 hours. It might take her a little bit longer than that, but
wow.
It was very good.
Thank you.
Okay. And
this, that last dear one who called touched on something that everybody should be aware of, and that's that you create your own reality. It's you who's creating it. It's not being forced on you by anyone or anything. So create what you want.
Yes. That is a very big lesson for most of us, I think, because we're certainly, most of us are not brought up that way to understand that. I love the image that's been given to me about this is silly putty, and you can have it any way you want. So if
that's
you want,
a good one.
Okay. I mean, that is just so graphic. And I'm very glad you've emphasized that.
Thank you.
And thinking of that, it's a constant reminder of watching our thoughts, our intentions, our words, our purpose, and how we keep it in the forefront.
Amen to that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, we're certainly coming into very, very interesting times.
Coming into?
Well, we're in, but it's going to get even more interesting, is it not?
It is, yes.
Okay. Yes, we're here, but it's going to ramp up, like, really soon, right?
Correct. It is ramping up.
It is, yes. Okay.
In process.
Okay. Can you give any indication about the role of the Chinese elders at this time, about the Asian gold and the global financial backing and that? Is there anything that you can share from your perspective at this time?
Well, these dear ones that you mentioned, the Chinese elders, have a goal of freeing people from debt, not allowing any further enslavement of people, and freeing them from the debt that they're in. That is their goal.
Beautiful.
And they will achieve it.
Okay. So they're in the process of placing all of this into where it can become operational in the near future?
Correct.
So when you say all debt, you mean things like credit card debt, mortgages?
Everything.
Everything. Okay. Well, except personal debt, when one person has borrowed from another person, so that's a private agreement that doesn't go through the Federal Reserve System.
That is different.
That's different, yes. Those agreements need to be honored, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. But with the abundance that's coming onto the planet, that should not be an issue for anybody other than taking care of it and doing it.
Correct.
Correct? Okay. Okay, good. Great. Okay. Okay, do you see all the different paperwork that we've completed so far and the different things we have in place? Do you see us as pretty much current for what we need to do, that we can do at this time, our personal situation?
100%, dear one.
Okay. Okay. We do have new paperwork we will get, but we can't address that until we do get it.
Correct.
So, yes. Okay. All right. Great.
No fussing needed.
Okay. I'm very grateful for how we're being taken care of. It's just beautiful, and I'm very appreciative. Okay. And let's see, what else can I think of that we need to talk about at this time? I mean, there's so many issues. To delve into at this time that would be of value to our listeners.
Freedom is something that you're going to have to get prepared for along with the abundance. And you may go, oh, don't have to worry about that. But that's not true. It's going to take a new mindset. It's going to take a new way of looking at things to take advantage of the freedom.
Okay.
You really do need to prepare for this.
Because it is a different mindset.
Yes, totally.
And there's many, many people who do not understand the concept of personal sovereignty, even country sovereignty.
Correct.
But it's the same issue, right?
It is.
Okay. So on a practical level, are you saying that we will no longer need, say, driver's licenses?
Yes. I am saying there is going to be much, much freedom.
Okay. And there's other things we will no longer need that have just been part of the culture and people are used to.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Okay. Will there still be some kind of numerical identification system just to keep track of say, financial matters? Say, we all have Social Security numbers. There hasn't been a choice on that unless you took some major, major steps, which a few people have done successfully. Is there going to be some kind of identification system like that for just convenience, or is all of that going to go away?
Everything will be extremely transparent. There will be no hiding anything.
Okay.
So
we might still have numbers.
Yes.
Just because how many John Smiths are there in the world? You know, and Changs and...
Exactly.
Yes, and so there has to be some kind of a unique system, but it won't be used in an improper manner is what you're saying, right?
It will not.
Okay. So everything will be honest and upfront.
It will.
Okay. Probably many people who do not know that our Social Security numbers and our birth certificates and other documents like that have been traded for money around the world. Through our Department of Commerce and our Department of Transportation. Some people in there who were not nice people. That's the part that's going away, right?
Yes.
Not the actual identification of people. Yes, okay. So we'll still have things like passports. If we need them, we're all going to have our individual spaceships. But again, it would not be used in an improper manner.
The control factor will be missing.
Okay.
And that's something to celebrate.
Oh, you bet. We can choose between ice cream or champagne or anything else, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Maybe big parties. As long as they're focused on what we're really celebrating.
Exactly.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, then there's the practical manner of I just learned about what's called a TSA pre-check that you can actually buy, not get at random when you walk into an airport, which is what we have experienced. But you could actually buy a pre-check for, one place says $85, the post office says $100. Is that something that we won't need anymore, or should we at some point get that?
Dear one. Don't mess around. Just get it.
Okay. Because some of that will stay in place for a little while.
Yes.
Because it's going to take time to dismantle. I would imagine the dismantling process is so huge.
It is indeed.
To do so, it in a responsible...
Just get yeah. it.
Yeah, just do it. Okay, we'll do it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Even if we only use it a few times, it's worth it.
It will be.
Yes. Very good. All right. The land that we spoke of, especially when Susan was on the call about her horses.
Yes.
And the gully at the bottom of the land, does that have water in it generally?
Not yet.
Not yet.
When you have your well.
Ah, then we can do all kinds of things.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay. Does the gully have runoff when it rains a lot up country, or is that water diverted elsewhere?
It's been diverted.
Okay. Will that change when the sugarcane goes away, or is that too far up country for to affect the sugarcane?
Yeah, that's not going to change for you, but you're going to have the well, so you can put water where you want it.
Okay. We can make a temporary pond for the horses.
Or a permanent pond for the horses.
Yes.
Yes.
But even get something going for them right away. Whereas
you can.
The building is of all the stuff is going to take a little while.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, that's very exciting news. I'm so pleased about all of that. So I know some of these questions I've asked are quite mundane. Is there anything else that you can share about what's going on around the world in various countries that our listeners should be aware of, because we don't get to good news here in the U.S.?
Let me simply address the first part of what you were speaking about.
Okay.
There are no wrong questions. There are no wrong questions at all. If you ask something that's invasive or you're not ready to hear, we will simply tell you.
Right. Oh, we do have just a couple of minutes. Carol?
Yeah, I just have a question.
Yeah, just make it quick. Yes, make it quick. Yes?
I'm in Kansas, and I can walk out on any given night and see many, many ships in the sky. Are these all Palladian ships?
No.
Hmm.
Some are.
Yeah.
Most are.
All of them friendly.
Yes.
Very good.
Ashtar is on the job, taking care of that.
Good. And I've seen them through a telescope, and they are absolutely exquisite. Shocks the brain.
Well.
Beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
So some are Pleiadian and some are from other star systems or places. But Ashtar, of course, is the overall commander.
He is the commander of the Starfleet, yes.
Yes. Okay. That's a great question, Carol. Thank you.
I go out and look for them every night. To say, are you still there?
Good for you.
I always are. All right. Thank you guys much. Many blessings.
And to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. That was awesome. Okay. Well, Oswain, thank you so very much for your presence and your beautiful answers and for giving us such a great upliftment, a great feeling of great things happening.
Thank you, dear one. It's been my pleasure.
Many blessings and namaste.
Namaste.